Good work, Will said. But sadly, Mr. Turner, he was right, Norrington said. He turned his sword toward Will. Norrington hated Jack, but he didn't like Will either. Down on the ground, Jack picked up the key and ran.
I'm on your side, friend, he called up to Will.
Jack slowed to a walk and put the key around his neck.
I'm safe now, he said to himself.
Then he fell into a hole in the ground. Will jumped onto a large wooden water wheel on the side of the church. Norrington jumped on too. With a loud noise, the wheel suddenly broke away from the wall. It began to move across the ground with the two men on top of it. Jack was hit by the wheel when he finally pulled himself out of the hole. The key fell away from his neck and caught on the wheel.
I've lost the key again, he said.
He started to run after the wheel. Elizabeth finally reached Pintel and Rigetti in the trees.
Hello, love,
Pintel said and smiled. He and Rigetti put down the chest and pulled out their swords. Elizabeth reached for her sword, but it wasn't in her belt. Will had it, she suddenly remembered. The two pirates attacked her, but suddenly something crashed through the trees. They turned and saw the water wheel. Jack was running behind it. Pintel and Rigetti turned back to Elizabeth, but then a knife hit a tree next to Rigetti's head. Jones's men were coming. Pintel and Rigetti dropped their swords at Elizabeth's feet, took the chest, and started to run. With a sword in each hand, Elizabeth ran through the trees behind them. The pirates tried to run around a tree, one each side of it, but they were holding the chest between them. As they stopped, Jones's men arrived. Rigetti, Pintel, and Elizabeth looked at the chest, and then at the terrible sailors. They all made the quick decision to leave the chest on the ground. On another part of the island, Jack was still running after the wheel and the key. He ran quickly, got close to the wheel, and jumped inside it. Will reached down from the top of the wheel. He took the key before Jack could. Then he also jumped inside the wheel. Norrington followed him quickly. Cutting Will with his sword, Jack took the key again. He climbed on top of the wheel and then jumped into a tree. Hanging from the tree, Jack noticed one of Jones's sailors. He was coming toward the tree, and he was carrying the chest. Jack reached for a piece of wood and threw it at the sailor's head. The wood knocked the undead sailor's head off his shoulders. Jack jumped out of the tree and looked around. He couldn't see anybody. With the key in hand, he carefully walked up to the chest.